ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 30। सो आई विल रीड डायरेक्टली वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग टेक्स्ट 30। तत अवधसतात बिलो द प्लानेटरी सिस्टम महातला रसातले ऑन द प्लानेट कॉल रसातला दैत्या द सन्स ऑफ दिति दानवा द सन्स ऑफ दनु पन्यनामा नेम पनिस निवात कवचा निवात कवचास कालेह कालेस हिरण्य हिरण्यपूर्वसिना हिरण्यपूर्वसिस इति दस विबुद्ध प्रत्यानिकी एनिमीज ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स उत्पात्य फ्रॉम बर्थ महाओजसा वेरी पावरफुल महासहिष्णा वेरी क्रूअल भगवतः ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सकल लोक अनुभावश्य हु इज ऑस्पिशियस फॉर ऑल प्लानेटरी सिस्टम अरे ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एव सर्टनली तेजसा बाय द सुदर्शन चक्र प्रतिहता डिफिटेड बल स्ट्रेंथ अवेल्प एंड प्राइड बिकॉज ऑफ बॉडीली स्ट्रेंथ बिल ईष्या द स्नेक्स इव लाइक वसंती दे लीव ये हु वाई इंडीड सरमाया बाय सरमा इंद्र दुत्या द मैसेंजर ऑफ इंद्रा वाग्भी बाय दी वर्ड्स मंत्रा मंत्रा वर्णा भी इन द फॉर्म ऑफ अ मंत्रा इंद्रा फ्रॉम किंग इंद्रा बिभ्यति आर अफ्रेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपर्ड बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। बिनीथ महातला इज द प्लानेटरी सिस्टम नोन एज रसातला विच इज द एबोड ऑफ द डिमोनिक सन्स ऑफ दिति एंड दानु दे आर कॉल्ड पनिस निवात कवचास कालियस एंड हिरण्यपूर्वसिस Those living in Hiranyapura, they are all enemies of the demigods and they reside in the holes like snakes. From birth, they are extremely powerful and cruel. And although they are proud of their strength, they are always defeated by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rules all the planetary system. When a female messenger from Indra named Sarma chants a particular curse, the serpentine demons of Mahatala becomes very afraid of Indra. Parvat. It is said that there was a great fight between these serpentine demons and Indra, the king of heaven. When the defeated demons met the female messenger Sarma, who was chanting a mantra, they became afraid. And therefore they are living in the planet called Rasatala. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण विष्णुवाय नमः। श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात So, from long time we are discussing this different planetary system about Rasatala, Mahatala and other planetary system. So today we are specifically speaking about the Rasatala planetary system and the living entities, those who are living there. So in purport, there is not much description given about this planetary system, but today I will like to speak on most of this demonic qualities, the demons, which is given in 16th chapter. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the demonic qualities, where people were having demonic qualities. Now earlier people have demons and demigods, two people different. But now in this age, all qualities are in one. So it's like all in one. So if we are not doing study of these qualities, so we may put ourselves in trouble, even though after coming to the spiritual life. So I would like to discuss on this. So before I beginning, I would like to beg blessing from all devotees so I can repeat the words of Srila Prabhupada and whatever I heard from my seniors. So I am starting with this text number 4. Dambo darpa abhimanasya krodh parushyam evacha ajnam chavittasya partha sampadam asurim. Lord Krishna says ki pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demonic nature or son of Pritha. Here description given in purport, these demons, specifically are there in purport, Srila Prabhupada saying these demons get pride, and out of pride, because they attack on Indra, they try to capture the kingdom of heavenly planet. And how pride comes? Because of power. First any person gets power, then he gets influence. And after power and position, person gets pride. So pride first, arrogance, conceit, anger and harshness and ignorance. These are the qualities. And when person becomes pride, he becomes on the bodily platform. And he thinks, I am this body, and I am the controller, and I will control everything, and I am the enjoyer. He puts himself center around all activities. And by this nature, he ignores the Supreme Personality, and he ignores somebody else's controller. He thinks everything is come by chance, this is belong to me, and I will enjoy. This is given description in verse number 16. Lord Krishna says, Thus perplexed by various anxiety and bound by network, the illusion, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down to hell. The demonic persons think such, so much wealth I have done, I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future. More and more. He is my enemy, I have killed, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am lord of everything, and I am enjoyer, and I am the perfect and powerful happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity and thus I shall rejoice. In this way such persons are deluded by ignorance. So this is generally we found the qualities in materialistic people, because they get success by the mercy of Lord Krishna, but they forget and they think, I am the controller, I will enjoy, and everything is just come by because of there is a sexual intercourse, there is a no God in this world and I will only enjoy. And he tries to control over the nature, which is going on in today's modern society. People are trying to control all the material nature and they are denying the supremacy of Krishna. When devotees go and preach them, they say, Kaan hai Bhagwan? Bhagwan hai to humko dikhao. Aajkal Bhagwan kuch nahi, aajkal paisa hi Bhagwan hai. And this is a general tendency of the people, ki those who have money and some position in the society, they are called gentlemen. That is a definition. And such people are very highly respected in the society. Whereas we can see our Indian culture was not like that. Earlier those people were not following Vedic rituals and the supremacy of Krishna and Shastra. Such people were rejected by the society and such people used to ask them, you live outside of city because you are not following up to the mark. And those who are noblemen, those who used to practice, holy men, they used to stay near the bank, river, and they used to stay in the main city or village. And those people don't follow, they throw them out of the village and they give some punishment, you stay there because you are not up to the mark. Here also we will see that this Sarma, the messenger of Indra, she pushes all this demonic to the Rasatala planet because they attack on the heavenly planet. So when they attack, this female messenger Sarma, she chants some mantra, and because of her chanting, all these serpents and demons, they get afraid and they run away from the heavenly planet and they go down to the Rasatala. So in universal system also see ki planetary system made according to the modes of the people, according to their levels. As much as you are higher, your consciousness, you are situated on higher planetary system. For example, we can see on our this earth planet also, like human beings are considered higher species. So those who have more good consciousness, those who have elevated from the mode of ignorance, they are awarded higher species of life. And those who are in the mode of ignorance, they will go down and down, lower species, the way nature works like that. So if we are not careful about these modes which affect on us, when actually I was preparing for this class, I found this is a very important thing to talk about on pride, because I found I myself is a patient of this. So if I want to cure, so if I discuss, then I will get some points. I was hearing one lecture where it is said this pride is like, suppose if we are doing devotional life and if we don't develop the humility, so humility is considered is a dress code for the bhakti. So if there is no humility, then bhakti is like without dress. And Srila Prabhupada mentioning specifically that this pride is intoxication. Intoxication on the, already we are intoxicated by this body, and this pride is adding our intoxication. So I was thinking ki out of four regulative principle, one regulative principle is no intoxication. So if I am getting affected with pride, so I am not following this regulative principle. This is what I understood. So it's very important to practice humility. Without humility, we cannot grow in bhakti. So here, this I was talking, ki how people think ki we are the center around all this world. And then what happened? This illusion, material, why people become pride? We will talk. Actually, I was also hearing the lecture of Radhesham Prabhu, so I have some points from his lecture. How pride for, you know, materialistic people gets, and we also in spiritual life. His lessons from Indra, you know, that 7 days Govardhan Hill and all. So we will talk on that points. First he says, this materialistic people, they do this advancement, economic development and technology. And because of they get puffed up, they think now we have this technology, now we can do this, we can fly, we can go to other planetary system very easily. So they don't think there is a requirement of God. Their understanding is God is for only some poor people. God is not for rich people. Because rich man can do anything, whatever he wants, he can buy, he can acquire as per his desire. So he thinks, I don't have to go temple or any god to ask something, because I myself can take the whatever I want. So this is a thought is going on. Because of this economic development and technology, people are forgetting. And they're thinking there is no God. And I am the God. Even they come to this conclusion, ki I am the God. Because nobody is comparable to me. Now I don't have enemy. I have killed all enemies. And few are left, I will kill them also. And then I will become only the boss. And I can control. So, Radhesham Prabhu mentioning this point, material advancement, which makes people into illusion. And they forget the real tendency of the things. And they think ki we will survive forever, and they try to put their labels, names, they try to control the entire world. Why? Because they regularly get honors and respect, and people worship them. So this is first point he mentions. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagwan ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. He said this pride comes because people regularly worship them and honor them. Wherever they go, people welcome very nicely and try to glorify them everywhere, which is similar to in spiritual life also, because wherever devotees goes, people welcome, Aye Maharaj Baithiye. They glorify. When you give some class, people will glorify, Bahut acha class diya. And if you sing nicely, people will glorify. So this pride will come gradually. No, if you are standing, and when people, devotee becomes gradually senior, and naturally juniors will give them all respect. They will show them aarti first. So by this special treatment, there is a tendency in oneself ki pride will develop. And he think, I am something special in amongst everybody, and I can do better than others, and all things come to me first. So here Srila Prabhupada once I was hearing, there is a why tendency is there. We have this culture in our Krishna consciousness, everything comes, we offer to Krishna and then we use it. That the importance of prasadam, that time I understood when I was hearing this lecture, why devotees should honor only prasad. Because the tendency to enjoy, have a sense gratification, directly will go. Because then you will understand gradually ki we take remnants of Lord, or we take even from devotees also, whatever they eat. So anything will come to us, we will first pass on to the Krishna and then we use it. So that is a culture why we accept prasadam. Otherwise, you will become puffed up. Person will become puffed up when glories will come and think, I am something special. So this first point is mentioning ki by regular honor and worship this will come. Then second point is saying disturbance arises when authority is not cared by someone. Like post and position one may get for some services or even materialistic life also. But when I see ki, you know, even I have some position and it is not taken care by others and people are ignoring, and then I think how you can do without asking me, I'm here, you should talk to me. So this way I get affected because of I feel ki there is a negligence of my authority. Actually, which I found this humility is very much necessary, because this comes automatically. When you have power, people will ask you, and if sometimes they ignore, they do without going through, then one may get affected with this pride. Then he says, thinking oneself as all powerful and autonomous. Then he says ki you think yourself all powerful and autonomous. These lessons are from this Indra. Indra is praying to the Lord Krishna and he learned the lessons. So Lord Krishna that time told Indra ki now you may go now from here and you again engage in your services which I given to you. He says, Gamyatam sakram bhadram va kriyatam me anusunam stiyatam so adhikaresu yaktir vastamba varjita. Indra, you may now go. Execute my order and remain your appointed position as a king of heaven, but be sober without false pride. So this is instruction of Lord Krishna to Indra. You have given some position, some power to execute some devotional services. So you remain there, even though he has done mistake. So Lord Krishna is not giving any other punishment. He is saying, giving some lesson, you remain there, but be sober. Don't think you are the controller and you can do anything and everything. So here Radhisham Prabhu mentioning same point. Because when you get some power, you think I am all powerful. Like suppose, for example, if somebody becomes president of Juhu temple, and all centers are center-oriented to this temple, and he will think, I am all-powerful. And then he will end up with the trouble, because this is most powerful seat. Similarly, in outside, you see somebody even becomes MP, MLA, you go to meet them, in the way they sit like this on the chair, and they behave like this, they think, I got very biggest power now. Even they think, you know, prime minister seat, and they ignore higher seat. They think, now I am almost powerful here. Now I can do anything. Because recently I visited the BMC office, there some local MLA arrived. And he was behaving like, hey, chalo, kursi lao, ye kya lao, idhar baithne ke liye kursi nahi hai, what you are doing like this. And giving order everybody. And entire activity disturbed in the BMC. And everybody was engaged to take care of him, and they left all the work and they center around that local leader. So this tendency comes ki now I am autonomous, I can do anything. This comes by this pride only. The next point is saying, by false pride one offends the ordinary living entities, devotee and ultimately Krishna. So when pride comes, people start to offend first. They think ordinary living entities. He compare ki I am higher living entities and others are in compared to me ordinary. Maybe lower species also. Then he will not take care of much other living entities or normal people. Somebody is on post and somebody is very on new bhakta or ordinary person comes to meet you. Then you say, hey, kya, chalo, bahar jao, I don't have time. And we may not deal with him properly. One may show his pride and arrogancy with dealing with such people. And gradually then he will misbehave with the devotees. Specifically, I hear so many past time, the devotees, those who go for book distribution, they say ki when they go and approach outside people, so they always misbehave with me. They chastise him, hey, kya karta hai maharaj yahan se, chalo aage jao. And they treat them very badly, some people. They think, are ye kaun hai, sadhu aa gaya paisa mangne ke liye. But devotee in reciprocation, they take very with humble nature and they go. They don't show their proud. So because of this prestige, they gain this arrogant nature. And they defend, offend devotees also and other living entities, and gradually they offend even Lord also. They think, who is this Krishna? Kaun hai ye? Kaun Bhagwan hai? Koi Bhagwan nahi, main Bhagwan hu. Aur hum sab Bhagwan hai. No need to go Krishna. Because this is attached. With price, this all becomes attached copy. Because when you send some letter, you have to attach some your documents, biodata, if you are applying for job. So with pride, all this becomes attached. Offensive mentality, false ego, and considering others are lower, and oneself is the higher. Like here, Indra did the same mistake. He thought, ki, I am the controller of this. And you think, how this Vrindavan Vasi are ignorant. And he is claiming them, ki, this Vrindavan Braj Vasis all become pride. And out of pride, they are ignoring my supremacy. And they are following the instruction of this small boy Krishna. He thinking, ki, this Braj Vasi become pride. But he himself was become proud of. So in pride, people loses his intelligence also. And he could not discriminate what is a right and what is a wrong. He think, I am humble and others are puffed up. Like here, Indra was thinking like that. But later on, he giving a prayer also that I will come to next. Unnecessary pride comes from one being a specialist in some field. This is also one more point which I would like to discuss, because when we become something specialist in some activity, there pride comes. Once I was hearing in ISKCON Leeds lecture, same point from Gaurang Prabhu also. He also saying ki where we don't show our humility, you know, and where we offend devotees, saying suppose I'm expert in XYZ seva, suppose I'm a very good a singer, or I may be good preacher. In that area, I will not allow anybody to interfere. I think now so starts. But when we go some other service, which we don't know, like suppose somebody asks me, can you do dressing, some other seva, which is I'm not very familiar. There I will become naturally humble. Ki Prabhuji, please tell me how to do, what to do. And even he chastise, I will hear. Because I know I am not able to do. Because there I don't have confidence and I don't have control over the services. There I will show my all humility. Even he chastises, he kicks out me, whatever he does, I will say, okay, Prabhuji, sorry, galti ho gaya. But as soon as the field comes where I am very good, I feel okay, I am very good, I know everything, A to Z of this service, there this tendency comes. Somebody comes, Prabhu, I know how to do, please don't tell me. You know, I am doing from last 10 years this service. How you can correct me? Right? And I am the decision maker. And I don't allow others to interfere in that my service. Because I think I am the expert. So this expertise also brings the pride in one nature. Because gradually person thinks, now I don't need any help from others, either equals or even sometimes we neglect seniors also. Ki Prabhuji, hai na, mujhe malum hai. Practical, main dekhta hun. I see practical, I know what is a practical, right? You don't know what is going on in my preaching area, right? Because I'm doing from last this years. And first, so you, sometimes even we may not respond, but we think in mind like that. We may not respond to senior like that. We just take it and we ignore the some suggestion and instruction to our field. This is expertise also. So here Indra was also thinking like that. He is thinking, I know everything. What should be done? What should not be done? So that's why he used his power and he instructed all his demigods, his parties, to go and pour the water on the braj. So this pride comes when you become specialist. So it is very much important to have a conscience about this factor, because everybody has some speciality. Every person, nobody we can say is useless. Everybody has some speciality, some qualities to serve the Lord. So outside also people think like that, I'm good, I'm this, I'm that, I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm a rich man, I'm this. And they get illusion by this and they try to control over the things and they don't allow others to interfere and they exploit others. We have seen history, entire history, so many great people came and gone. Nothing remains here forever. In spite of this, this illusion is so powerful, lords, that nobody can understand. This is given in, Lord Brahma says, in second canto, to the Narad Muni. He says, Naham na yuvam yad ritam gatim vidur, na vam deva kim uta pare sura, tan mayaya mohita buddhyastva idam vinirmitam chatma samam vichakshmane. He says, since neither Lord Shiva nor you nor I could ascertain the limits of spiritual happiness, how can other demigods know it? And because of all us are bewildered by the illusory external energy of the Supreme Lord, we can see only His manifested cosmos according to our individual ability. So Brahma saying, we cannot understand illusory energy of Lord Krishna. We can perceive according to our individual ability. That's why you see, you know, if you want to learn physics, chemistry, everybody says, no, I don't know, you approach this physics professor or chemistry professor. People will not comment on these topics. But when you start some spiritual topic, everybody have their own understanding and they will put their own points. They try to explain, nahi nahi aisa hai, mere hisab se aisa hai, mere hisab se like this. People talk on this. They think ki they know everything and they understood the God 100%. But here Brahma is saying, Narad Muni, neither I nor you and nor Vamdev, Lord Shiva also, can understand the external energy of the Lord. So how we can understand? Only by prayerful mood we can understand, because we may come think, how, what is the point where you can control the pride? We cannot control this nature. So we can only offer the prayers to the Lord, because He is sitting within the heart. Brahma saying next, He says, sitting the heart in the of all living entities. So by offering prayer, He can do this control over the our nature. And next point is saying, be aware of anger, because anger makes one blind and it creates destruction mentality. As soon as pride comes, next step is anger comes. Now, like one devotee was telling me, there are 9 process of devotional service. Similarly, 9 process is there in material life also, of falling down to hell. So he was describing, I cannot go all these points. But like he's saying, they also do Sravanam, Kirtanam. They don't know Vishnu Smaran. He was adding some other thing. They do some other Smaranam. And people fall down to the hell, as Lord Krishna says, because people go to enjoyment and they fall down to hell. And they are take the shelter of lust, absorb in the conceit of pride and false prejudice. The demonic, thus illusion are always sworn to unclean work, attached by impermanent. And they say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God, and in Nobody is in control. They said it is produce of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. Following such conclusion, the demonic who are lost to themselves, who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. And here also Prabhuji is saying that if your mentality will become pride and puffed up, then anger will come. And when anger comes, person does not think what is a good and bad. He acts on his anger. And mostly anger brings the destruction. Destruction in the society. It will not bring any creation. Out of anger people will act wrongly only. Which Lord Krishna also says to Uddhava in 11th canto. A person, this mode of passion, rajogun, is very dangerous. Because it swallows the intelligence of the person directly. It will not eat. It swallows entire intelligence of the person. And person will enter into the fall down only. And he will do wrong thing. He will not able to use his intelligence and take the proper decision. And people will destroy the society, or he will forget what is his level and what is whom he is dealing, what is his level. Sometimes devotees, community also we came, and sometimes I forget ki whether I am talking to my senior or junior. Because of this pride and anger takes over my intelligence. It swallows entire my intelligence. And while that situation, I forget. I myself is representative of Srila Prabhupada or ISKCON, and I am a devotee. I am practicing devotional life. And what to speak about other person? Then we forget second whom I am talking, that also. And I misbehave completely and misconduct also. And enter into the offending with the devotees. So this rajoguna is very dangerous. What to speak about here? We are talking demonic quality, which comes in mode of ignorance, totally in tamoguna. One cannot come up. Only one can come up by, like here, as Indra doing to prayers to the Lord Krishna. He is saying, engrossed in the pride over ruling power, ignorance of your majesty, I offended. O Lord, may you forgive me. My intelligence was bewildered. But let my consciousness never again be so impure. He's saying ki my intelligence got bewildered because of this power. Gradually, actually, person become puffed up. It's not the first day person gets some opulence and he gets puffed up. Gradually, he gets affected with this opulence and power and this, and gradually loses his intelligence. But in case of, see, the devotees, those who are exalted, they are never got affected with the material opulence also. Sometimes we think, we should not accept material opulences because it will bring us pride, and we should not accept some post position also because it will also bring some pride. But as we can see from life of Srila Prabhupada, he achieved all opulences in his life. But he was never affected, whether he stayed in 7-star hotel or in small kutia, like in Mayapur he has small kutir, and Bhuvaneswar also there is a kutir. Srila Prabhupada stayed same time, kutir also, and foreign disciple offered him big guest houses, restaurants, big cars also. And same Srila Prabhupada used to walk from your station to the house for when he wanted to go America. Srimati Morarji, he used to come to meet her. But the same Srila Prabhupada was never affected when he has to walk also, and when he has to fly also, and he went to big cars also. He never affected with his material opulence. And same when Lord Krishna has taken away everything from him. So Srila Prabhupada taught us very practical techniques to deal with the external energy and the all material opulences, even if it comes, like even glory will come. So many disciples and entire world is to glorify Srila Prabhupada. But he never took it up personally, ki I have done something. He always used to pass on glorification to his spiritual master. He said, all of you came. He used to say, disciple, all of you came. All disciples sent by my spiritual master to help me in the preaching mission. So that was his mood. He never thought ki this disciples belongs to my property. Or I always tell this point ki boys, ki when you never seen this property belong to His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, or you never hear ki this temple is Prabhupada temple. People talk about ISKCON temple or Hare Ram Hare Krishna. People call like that, but I never heard ki somebody calling Prabhupada temple. So he glorified Krishna. Even though he got himself so many people glorified, devotees glorified, but never he took it up personally. So this is a practical thing which we can try to adopt in our life, ki how we remaining in this preaching mission without getting affected whatever things comes, and how we can engage in service of Lord Krishna. So this one more solution Srila Prabhupada speaks. If we keep on hearing the Krishna Katha, then pride will go away gradually. Pride will go away because Krishna Katha works like, cleaning. And water is comparing like water. It's like we have to wash away some bad thing. So we use water to clean. They said you hear more and more Krishna Katha, then this false ego will go away. And you will consider you are not enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. This is very much necessary to remind ourselves day to day. Because we are daily dealing with all these objects. And we are getting daily honors and respect. As Radhesham Prabhu pointing out, ki regular honors we are getting. And worship also. People will worship means people will give you regular respects. Similarly, one should have regular hearing and regular reminding himself ki Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Actually, I never heard this word before coming to ISKCON, supreme personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada using such word which is not found in any dictionary also. It's reminding, why it's such big, supreme personality of Godhead? Because it will remind you again and again, Krishna is the supreme personality. He said, if you cannot preach, you preach just this one line, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So in 11th canto also says Krishna, if you want to become dear, dear to me, then what you have to acquire? He suggests in 11th canto, 2nd chapter. He says, na yasya janma karma bhyam, na varna asrama jati bhi, sajate asmin aham bhavo, dehe vai so hare priya. See, na yasya janma karma bhyam. He said, no, you may be have taken birth in rich family. That will not affect anything. That will not bring any attraction for me. Even if you have taken birth in rich family or poor family, that does not matter. Na varna sarma jati bhi, sajate asmin aham bhavo, dehe vai sa hare priya. So here translation goes, if somebody has taken birth in rich family, he has so much opulence. After this also, if he is not affected with aham bhavo, pride, and that person is very dear to the Lord. So even the thing will come to us, come to one person, if person will not get affected, then he will become the dear to the Lord. Like that, this is conversation going on in this 11th canto, so I will not go much into that, just a few points. And next also, text 31, there is no purport. I will read only translation. Beneath Rasatala is another planetary system known as Patala or Nagloka, where there are many demonic serpents, the master of Nagloka, such as Sankha, Kulika, Mahasankha, Sveta, Dhananjaya, Dhritarashtra, Sankhachuda, Kambala, Aswatara and Devadatta. The chief among them is Vasuki. They are all extremely angry and they have many, many hoods. Some snakes, 5 hoods, some 7, some 10, others hundreds and others thousands. These hoods are bedecked with valuable gem and light emanating from gems illuminates the entire planetary system of Bilswarga. So here also one, you can see in this verse also, the description given of their physical power only. Okay, they were having this many hoods. As many as hoods you have, that much you will have pride. Because you think I am something better than him. He has 4 hoods, I have 5 hoods. You know, earlier people were not believing snakes have some more than one hood. But I found 1-2 years before only one email, they have given one picture also. They found one snake with 5 hoods. So here, what to speak, 5 hoods, 10 hoods, 100 hoods. And they have valuable gems also on their head. And from that, you know, illumination comes, light comes. So they think, why I need, you know, sun, why I need God? Because I myself can give power, light to others. So there is no need. And I am more powerful than him. So this is a conclusion I would like to say. As much as you have more material, you know, power, prosperity, and you are, until and unless you are not practicing devotional life, devotional service, there is a 100% chance you will get affected with this material opulence. But if one practicing spiritual life, at least somebody will remind you, somebody will tell you, ki Prabhu, thoda sa, na, you are getting affected, so be careful. So that is one more benefit of association, because we are in 3 modes of nature, so it will affect on us. These lessons we can learn from all these chapters. Because no opulence will please the Lord. We have seen life of, you know, great acharyas like 6 Goswami. They were having all spiritual power, but still they used to live under the tree and very simple life. And we heard so many stories, Touchstone, Sanatan Goswami was having. And like they were, and great emperor offered them very great opulence also. Why you don't accept this? Why you don't accept? They rejected. Why I need? If it's not useful in the service, because it will give you disturbance. So I will stop here. Any corrections and comments? I will take. So, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.